100 Monsters by Alan Jordan and Virginia Castleman. I open the attic door, and what do I see? 10 little monsters waving at me. I close the attic and lock the door, so I will see the monsters no more. But curiosity gets the best of me. I open the attic a little to see 10 green monsters now staring at me. What? Green monsters? What happened to red? 10 green monsters, each on its head? Oh, no, 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 this just can't be. I look past them all, and what do I see? 10 new monsters winking at me. The strange-looking monsters are all bright blue, and each one is stirring a big monster stew. No, 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 this just cannot be. My eyes must be playing some tricks on me. I close, then open the attic door to see 10 brown monsters munching a 4. And what's over there? Wait! That cannot be. 10 orange monsters fly over a sea. Nearby them, 10 pink monsters climb up a tree. How, I wonder, how can that be? And why are 10 monsters skating that lake? And why do they look more asleep than awake? How can they sleep with 10 tan monsters jumping, with 10 golden crowns all thumping and bumping? And why are 10 teal monsters playing baseball in a large, classic, cool concert hall? Look out! 10 gray monsters fly in biplanes that morph in the air into real flying trains. Oh, no. No, no, this just cannot be. I open the door, and what do I see? 100 monsters waving at me. I close the door. No, too many monsters, you see, to invite to my special tea party for 3. 10 plus 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 10 equals 100. The end.
That was read by Virginia.